my company, Derry, and people here today, we have the one and only Dean Coleman, the Roscommon Cushla manager. Dean, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having us here. It's a great excitement here today. People are getting medals and trophies and stuff like that. It's fantastic.
There's a great buzz, isn't there?
It's absolutely wonderful. And just let us know, where did all this fun run start for Cushla?
It basically started 6 years ago. We started as a fundraising run for Cushla Holiday Centre. So we're in our sixth year now. Every year, it's the support really is, it's the majority of people are local people who come and support us every single year. And all the money that's raised goes into the centre here, and we basically do up bedrooms or the bar. So it's all back into the centre here. And it's great to see all the local people that come and support us.
Absolutely fantastic. And what I did notice here this morning, here, all the people who come out with their families, with prams and little boys and girls, I think they're only
exactly.
even a couple of months old or something
exactly.
like that.
This is the first year we had a prize for the first buggy home with the parents, because we've noticed the last number of years, as well as getting some top class runners, because we have some really good runners. We had runners here from Donore Harriers, from Roscommon Harriers, and from the Tuam Athletic Club. So as well as the top class runners, we're also getting the leisurely runners and lots of walkers. So it was great to see all the young kids here as well today.
Great. And see, you had fantastic trophies there. Were they all kindly sponsored by different companies and stuff like that, or prizes and stuff like that?
The prizes, Michael and Star Trophies does them very reasonably for us.
Okay.
And then we had amazing sponsorship. All of the T-shirts that you saw here today, wearing Cushla, and they were all sponsored by local businesses. So all of those names were up here in the centre, and they're on the backs of the T-shirts. I suppose two other sponsors that we had, Excellent Signs did the signs for us on the road, and we had Aidan Raftery here, who voluntarily provided massage before and after. So Aidan was very busy with that. And I suppose the last person there is Catherine Dennigan, who did our Facebook page for us voluntarily as well. So loads of volunteers, all of the staff here did this on a voluntary basis today. So we had people who were marshalled, and we had people who helped in the kitchen and helped out here. So it's all on a voluntary basis.
Fantastic. And Jean, just going back to start here, it's gone for the last 6 years. Has it always been a 6K and a 10K for the last 6 years?
Yes, yes, it has. It has, yeah.
And all ages from more go competitors. A lot of people have noticed at the start of the run there. You can see it on the Ross of Fame Facebook page there at the start. It got very competitive. People are getting exercise and getting ready, pumped up. And ready. Have you noticed that over the last couple of years?
Yes, we've had a lot of people who do 6K as a warm-up before they start at all. So as I said, some of the clubs certainly come and do it competitively, and that's great to see.
And going forward, is it going to continue in Cushla, this opening family day for
we hope it will. And then we have, of course, a lot of category prizes as well. So we had prizes for over 40s, over 50s and over 60s for males and females. So hopefully people will still come back for that.
That's brilliant. And Jean, just go ahead and number off the girls there on the IT over the laptop area. They tell us we had over 270 of the competitors here.
Yes, total
of that number.
It's fantastic.
For a Saturday like.
It's fantastic.
And just the day before the All-Ireland and stuff, you think they'll be going up to Dublin or
relaxing? It's funny, we always pick the day before the All-Ireland.
Oh, okay.
I think the year that Roscommon are in the All-Ireland, we'd have to change it.
Right.
But for now, I think we're safe enough.
Yeah. And I was talking to a few people from over Caltra, Galway, Mayo, Sligo. A lot of people from a mixed range of all over the country. But comes down especially for this event. Why do they do this?
Well, we have people, of course, staying here, people with disabilities from all over the country. So some of them help us with the prize giving there. Cushla is a special place, there's no doubt. Anybody who's been here can testify to that. So people do come from all over. It's a good reputation. The race director is Glenn Campbell. He's our head chef, but he's a great runner himself. So everything is organised down to the last.
Fantastic. And I noticed there at the start that a lot of children have their own outfits. And I suppose they have been preparing over the last couple of weeks for this special one.
Lots of the local kids, the local schools, really looking forward to it.
And do you find all the local neighbours and next door neighbours over the parishes have been supporting us over the last couple of years?
Yeah, great support.
And different counties and stuff like that.
Yes, yes.
And just let's focus on what you actually do here at Roscommon Cushla Holiday Centre. What do you exactly do here?
Cushla is the Irish Wheelchair Association's national holiday centre. We provide holidays to people from all over Ireland. It's primarily people with disabilities that come here, and people from all over Ireland and indeed abroad. This year we had visitors from America, from France, we had visitors from Belgium, Holland, all over Ireland, all age groups. So what Cushla does is we provide the holiday environment. So you can see we have a fabulous centre here.
Yes.
If people need special assistance or special aids and appliances, we have that. So all of the staff are very well trained. We have nursing staff, and we have equipment if people need it, like hoists and high-low beds. But basically, they just mean that people have a good holiday. The food is excellent. We have entertainment here at night, and people go on trips. So we have everything that you need to have a good holiday.
And the place, the castle alone, has its own history behind us all. Why pick this place?
Why was Cushla
brought into the Dunamore Castle?
When Cushla was being built, or when the priests were building, it was built as a seminary. In 1960, it was built as a seminary, and the vocations actually stopped around shortly after that time. So the Divine Word Missionaries and IWA got together. It was a brainchild, really, to see the need for respite, because it's a huge national need across the country, particularly for people who have who need specialised services. So we can provide all of that here. And we have a very good relationship with the Divine Word Missionaries here on site with them.
Very good. And people, you know, unless we kept that, people stay here for many couple of days or weeks or 2 weeks or maybe a month?
It varies. Everybody comes short term. So the longest really usually is 2 weeks, the longest somebody stays. And this time of year, when it gets into winter time, we aren't open as much at weekends. Summertime, we'll be open more at weekends. But we have a great catering service as well. So that serves the local community. So people from, I suppose, from Catherine Roscommon, the local area, Craig's here, they come here for a function. So it could be anything from a Sunday lunch to a Holy Communion, a funeral. We provide the whole range of catering service, and we have a really good reputation for our food.
Very good. People who got engaged or going to get married over the next couple of years, do you do weddings?
We do weddings, and I see there's a lady who ran here today, and she's getting married next week.
Fantastic.
So I'm very impressed with her.
Very good.
So yes, we also do weddings.
That's brilliant. And you're saying that the whole 22 counties visit Cushla, is it?
Yes, indeed.
And far out other countries from Manchester.
Yes, and I think there's great scope far as there. We're on registered with booking.com, with Trivago. So we're hoping to get more of that kind of business. I think our proximity to Knock as well. So that's a business that we're trying to grow.
And do you find the Irish Wage Association of Ireland, are they approving every year of disabilities of people and, in general people all over the country, do you find that there's hope that there's actually more room for disabilities in the wider world?
Well, I think the mainstreaming is obviously the way to go. Access is still a huge issue, unfortunately, for people with physical disabilities. Constantly, but people tell you that the paths are being blocked. The car parking spaces have been taken by people who don't have the disability stickers. And so, you know, access is an issue, but mainstreaming is definitely the way to go.
I noticed behind me here you have a fantastic green field. Do local clubs use it?
Yeah, the local schools regularly use it for soccer. And they also, Craig's Rugby Club are starting to use it now for rugby over the winter. And very often when children come here during the school term, they come and play the soccer matches with Roscommon Soccer League, and then they come into the bar here and they can have lovely food like chips and nuggets and sausages. So for the local kids, there'll be no need to do disability awareness with those younger children, because they're coming, they're part and parcel, they see disability, they're not frightened by it, so it's a win-win for us and for the local schools.
Fantastic. And just to finish up our interview, Jean, if a person wants to stay here for a week or 2 weeks or a month, whatever, what's the contact details for
the contact details? Is the website is www.cushla.ie, and the phone number is 090-666-2277, and then the email is cushla@iwa.ie.
Well, Jean, thank you very much for taking the time out, and it's been joyful, and hopefully we'll come back here next year and we'll have a bigger event.
Super, thank you very much.
Jean, thanks very much again. Thank you very much.